when I go take a walk and I throw my headphones on and I put a podcast in, I get pumped up. It just gets my creative juices flowing. I'm ready to work and take on the world.
Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, my friend, guess what?
What's that?
It's podcast day.
Podcast about a podcast.
Podcast about a podcast. Today we're going to talk about why you should listen to podcasts, oddly enough. And as Tim and I were setting the topics and deciding on what we were going to discuss and setting out our podcast editorial calendar, I wanted to say podcastatorial calendar, but nice. I might have been making up a word. You know, it just, the thought came to me, you know, why not do a podcast about why you should be listening to podcasts? Because they're so helpful to me. I really enjoy them. They're a form of entertainment, a form of education. They do things to me on lots of different levels. So I know we may be, quote unquote, preaching to the choir, because if you're listening to this podcast, odds are you listen to podcasts. And I'm not really sure if people who don't listen to podcasts are going to hear this podcast about why you should. But in the event that Google picks it up, indexes why you should be listening to podcasts, you know, that's kind of my hope, I guess. So, Tim, take us away.
Absolutely. So the first reason why you should listen to podcasts, it's kind of obvious, but podcasts are educational and informative. Just like you can type into YouTube and learn anything you want, you can do that with podcasts too, and learn about all different types of topics and from experts of all different fields and so forth. For example, you're listening to WP the Podcast right now. You are getting education and information on WordPress and the other things that surround, you know, building a WordPress business, the sales side, the marketing side, and everything, all the topics that we do. Another popular one, as an example that David and I both love, is Marketing School. Neil Patel and Eric Sue, their podcast is all about internet marketing, and it's similar format to WP the Podcast daily short episodes. But yeah, you really can learn about any different topic that you want if you just start typing stuff into iTunes.
Yeah, I think I've learned, good gosh, I mean, obviously I've learned practically over the last few years of how to market a company digitally online, because we are product creators and we sell WordPress plugins and themes. But, you know, and listening to one of the podcasts that you mentioned, Marketing School, it has given me just some really good practical takeaways that I can implement right then. So educational, informative. We hope that WP the Podcast does that for you as well. Next thing on our list, what it does for me anyways, is it can help you solve problems. So one of my favorite podcasts, for example, is called Problem Solvers. And it is a podcast about entrepreneurs who solved problems in their business. And one of the things that specifically comes to mind, or one of the episodes, is, you know, there's a saying, you can't see the forest for the trees. And it was definitely the case of my company, Aspen Grove Studios, when I heard this podcast. I can't remember the company that was talking about that I'm referring to the episode, so you're going to have to go listen to all of them. Yeah. I recommend them anyways. They're great.
Yeah.
But basically what they were saying is that their company was growing at a 30% year-over-year level, and they thought that everything was going great. Things were wonderful, and they had one of their employees said, I think we could improve and grow the company exponentially even more if we do this here instead of what we're doing. And the CEO of the company was talking about, no, we're growing 30%. We're doing great. What are you talking about? You're crazy. And fortunately for the CEO, this engineer continued to pressure him and said, no, I really think that we can improve if we made these changes in our company. And because they were growing so well, they had gotten comfortable, so to speak. Right. And the CEO decided to do some research. You know, it's kind of the thing where one person tells you got a purple tail, you ignore them. Two people tell you you have a purple tail. You continue to ignore them. Three people tell you you have a purple tail. You turn around and look. Well, the CEO was smart enough and he valued his employees enough to realize that if they kept bringing this back to him, that maybe he needed to do a little bit of research. He did a little bit of research and he ended up growing their company 300% more year over year from where they were at 30. And because they were growing and thought they were doing well at 30%, they had gotten to a false sense of security in that they were doing well and they couldn't see the forest for the trees. So it helped me realize some things in our own business that we were doing and that I shouldn't just automatically think that we were doing everything right. I hope all of this makes sense. I know it was kind of a long story, but it can help you solve problems. So it was huge for me, and I think it's going to be huge for our company this year and stuff, and I'll let you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love that. That's so great. The next point on the list is podcasts. They can help you relax, unwind. They can be entertaining as well. I've gotten so much in the habit of, you know, when I want to relax, it's TV, right? It's Netflix, it's Hulu, it's watching a movie, whatever. But podcasts are a great way of doing that as well. And it's almost like, you know, back in the day before TVs existed and all there was radio, that was their entertainment. They'd listen to these, you know, radio shows that would just be captivating and, you know, draw them into the story. You know, it wasn't just like news radio, it was stories and so forth. And so I think podcasts are kind of bringing that back. A couple that I'd like to give shout outs to is one of them is Serial, probably the most popular, I guess, entertainment podcast ever. It blew up. Season one came out, I don't know, maybe three, four, or five years ago, somewhere in there. And it's a murder mystery type of podcast. But I've been, you know, more addicted to that and getting through it, binging it than any Netflix show ever, because it was just so, you know, captivating. And you just want to figure out what happens and everything. Another good one that David just told me about that I have not listened to yet is called Missing Richard Simmons.
O-M-G.
Yeah.
Keep going, Tim.
Yeah, so I'm excited to dig into that. And another one I want to give a shout out to, again, I haven't listened to this one either, but one of my good friends told me about it, and it's called LeVar Burton Reads. Now, LeVar Burton, if you're unfamiliar, he's the guy from Reading Rainbow, and that's like what he's most famous from. He's also in Star Trek and a couple other things, but basically, the LeVar Burton Reads is he just reads these short stories, but he has a very smooth, soothing voice, and it's just, he does a really great job of bringing you into the story. And so I'm looking forward to checking that one out. LeVar Burton Reads, as well as Missing Richard Simmons. And of course, Serial, S-E-R-I-A-L. It's another great one. But yeah, podcasts can help you relax and unwind. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to add a little, my two cents in here as well. Another podcast from Serial was S-Town, which was kind of a segue off of their, you know, their first two seasons. I think they have two seasons. But this one's different. This was a spinoff, and it was from American Life also, from This American Life. And it's called S-Town. And if you want to be captivated, enthralled, I equate it to reading a really good book. You know, you don't want to stop. You want to keep listening to it and stuff. So I'm with you, Tim, 100%. It is entertaining as all get out. Missing Richard Simmons, I have listened to it. Holy cow. Only 6 episodes. Go listen to it. You're going to absolutely love it. Last but definitely not least on our list for why you should listen to podcasts is, for me at least, it stimulates creativity. It keeps my mind focused on my goals. Every year I have goals that I want to achieve in my business and personal life. And I don't know why, when I go take a walk and I throw my headphones on and I put a podcast in, I get pumped up. It just gets my creative juices flowing. I'm ready to work and take on the world, you know. So
yeah.
I don't know how to say it other than that. Does it do it for that for you as well, Tim?
Yeah, it absolutely does. So I listen to podcasts when I'm driving. And so I'm always so pumped and just want to dive right in and a little bit frustrated because I'm driving. So I can't actually, you know, start implementing the things I'm thinking about and everything. But yeah, it gets me fired up, gets me pumped. It you know, gets the creative juices flowing, like you mentioned, and it inspires me. I can think of new ideas from it, you know, like, oh, that reminds me, I want to do this and so forth. So yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, that's a great, great word, inspires, because that's what it does for me. It inspires me. And I think most of my team, anyways, Corey, my business partner, and, you know, some of our team members and whatnot, they know that when I'm driving, I'm a digital nomad. So when Lisa and I are going between one place to our next place, that's a place time when I listen to podcasts, they get a lot of phone calls from me. Yeah. And they're like, oh, crap, he must be driving again because he's calling us with all these crazy ideas and stuff. But it does it for me as well.
That is awesome. Yeah. And hilarious. And David's done that with me too, where he's driving and all of a sudden he's like, Tim, we need to do this with the podcast and blah, blah, blah. Like, just listen to this episode and it reminded me of this.
Right.
But yeah, one thing I do want to say to our listeners, if you're listening right now and you like WP the podcast and it's helpful to you and you've learned a lot, we would really appreciate it if you give us a review on iTunes. Man, our reviews are a little bit sad. You know, we're seeing people listening, but we're not getting the reviews. So if you could leave us a review, that would be outstanding. And then you can also head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. And we have at the top a little bar that drops in that says search WP the podcast. And if you click on that, you can start typing in different things that you want to learn. So you can type in, for example, podcasting, and the episodes where we mention different podcasts will come up. You could type in hosting, and all the episodes that we talk about hosting will come up, and you can just click on it, auto completes. Did I leave anything out, David?
No, I think you've pretty much covered it. And, you know, I will add on to the review thing. Our reviews are very sad, and we don't really ask for them, but we're going to go ahead and start asking for them, because this is a podcast about podcasts. And one of the things that gets podcasts found in iTunes is reviews. So if you could find it in your heart to go on over and leave us a review, 5-star would be fantastic, because the better the reviews, the higher up in the rankings we go when somebody types in WordPress in iTunes.
Yeah.
And right now, we're, as they say, we're sucking hind tit. You know, we're not doing too good on that. So leave us a review. I think you covered it really well. So
awesome.
Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.